This is part three of the torture murder of Satan. Worship of Satan has become obsolete with the torsion field shredding of Satan, the occult warfare techniques of the British, which they used to conquer the world, now are obsolete. And now we're going for part three, which is the torture murder of all supernatural spirits. We know that the basis of occultism is to get supernatural spirits to make you rich, or get you the woman or man of your dreams, or get you power. And in fact, they leech off your energy, or take your soul. This is the basis of the Faustian contract, which was written about by Goethe. And of course, now we know that all supernatural spirits are just dark energy matter, or strange energy matter, or chaotic energy matter beings, which don't have physical flesh, and of course can walk into people and possess them. This was known to witch doctors and shamans in the hunter-gatherer times, and of course has been lost as humanity has devolved into the filth and perversion and total matrixization of Zion. Now, of course, each of these supernatural spirits has a specific torsion field. And in fact, since they haven't got physicality, a couple of wires around the mountain, which affects physical torsion fields and shreds, of course, the DNA of the bloodlines or the electronics of an F-22 or a Trafalgar-class submarine or one of the U.S. space planes. This, of course, will shred the body of the Rothschild or the Queen Sow or the Piglet, Gormless George, but the actual entity that's inside it will be unaffected by the specific resonant frequency of a physical torsion field generator. But of course we know that all supernatural spirits are complex number torsion fields, so that the volume inside the mountain can be used. Stick a psychic in there with a special psychotronic generator crystal, and you can use the eye space, which of course is the three-dimensional volume. And luckily, DNA shredders have been built in the future, other timelines in the past, alien races. You can link to them with the Ahlenerber crystals. So, of course, you've got your four orbs, which you can download the different aspects of a DNA shredder into. And, of course, the linkage can be done via the Ahlenerber service, which automatically links you with DNA shredders in the future, different timelines. You simply put your four orbs onto the certificate, and as we know from part two of the torture murder of Satan, there are four aspects to torsion fields. First is the movement. We're going in an anti-clockwise direction, and of course the Argand diagram follows the anti-clockwise direction, which of course is beloved of the Satanists. So, of course, when you're using them to shred supernatural spirits, which are anti-clockwise entities, we don't go the anti-clockwise way around an Argand diagram, which, of course, consists of one I, minus one, and minus I. We go around the opposite way. We go from the first orb, does the translation from one to minus I, So the first orb, the Kali Yugna orb, the Iron Age orb, shreds souls. And of course, you can then link this shredding of souls, this general purpose generator of shredding of souls, to the specific frequency of the goetic spirits, the Abramelin parasite that takes over the the Satanist when they do the Abramelin ritual, the specific frequency for all the tarot demons of Crowley, of all the demons, Babylonian demons, all the Kabbalistic demons, anything in fact that's named. There should be a huge long list of these vermin, which you can look up in occult books, grimoires, etc. And now, of course, we're hunting the supernatural spirits. They're our prey. Man is built to kill things, and the transhuman vampire or a transhuman psymaster goes around hunting supernatural spirits. You can kill them as easily as squashing a fly if you've got the torsion field technology. That's why the satanic Jew Rothschild and the Jew royal family, I remember they say they come from the line of David, so they're Jews, they've suppressed this 1945 technology, which was developed by the Nazis. And of course, now I'm re-establishing it. I'm destroying Satanism, the religion of the Rothschilds, out of pure spite. I've destroyed the Pentagon. All their equipment is now obsolete due to torsion fields. So now I'm picking on their religion. First of all, destroy their military power, and then go after their religion. And of course, you can imagine all the Satanists on the planet are screaming and crying that I have to be ritually slaughtered for heresy against Satan. Unfortunately, Satan's dead, and all the power of Satan has flowed into Tim Riefat, who's become the Antichrist. Not the Antichrist they wanted, the Antichrist that damns the souls of Satanists and tortures them eternally. As I say, I don't see why you should put proper, decent people in hell for eternity when you've got all the witches, all the Wiccans, all the New Age vermin, all the Satanists, all the Freemasons, all the Westerners who worship the Jewish banking Satanist garbage, all of them having signed the contract, all the vermin who've had their souls sold by British maritime law. All of these are just 1 billion vermin's worth of bitches to be eternally tortured in hell. So you can see the Antichrist has got at least 1 billion of these Western garbage vermin to torture eternally. So we've also got all the blacks who worship voodoo and Santeria. So that's another billion on top. The Chinese, of course, are exempt because they're atheists, so they haven't signed any Faustian contract. And the Russians, of course, are protected because they have the Orthodox Russian Church, which hasn't been taken over by Jewish Satanist cardinals, and they haven't had Vatican II. So you can actually see the occult warfare has been on a grand scale, and the Satanists, instead of being the masters of the world, are just garbage vermin damned who, like Mickey Rourke in Angel Heart, are going to destroy the West and end up in hell burning eternally, supplying energy to the Antichrist, Tim Riefat, who, of course, follows Total Intent, which is evil preying on evil. So, of course, if we take this logic along this pathway, these supernatural spirits are vermin, and, of course, they need to be slaughtered, and we've got the technology now to slaughter them. So it's time to start killing these supernatural spirit entities and feeding off their energy. So the Iron Age orb, when you stick it on the Arnon Urba certificate, that shreds the soul of the supernatural spirit. To tune into the supernatural spirit, you simply get the anti-demon crystal that's tuned to them, the anti-goetic, anti-abramelin, anti-tarot vermin, etc. They're all sold on the website. You simply put the orbs to the flat end of the crystal and point the point of the crystal down to the south. Remember, all the bitches, all the sacrifices are always in the south. Simple as that. That then will automatically shred the supernatural spirit. And unlike the anti-demon crystal, which needs the thing to get into range to shred it, this then uses the global effect of a DNA shredder, a couple of wires around the mountain, which has been translocated by the Iron and Urban Service into the Earth's core. And since, of course, it's a complex number variant of this generator, you don't have to build the generator here. You can have it in another timeline, in the future, in the past. In fact, you can actually build it in cyberspace. So shredding supernatural spirits is really easy. And of course, with the orbs, they're designed to translocate the DNA shredder in complex number space, which of course is lethal to supernatural spirits. So then you come to the Copper Age orb, which is down the south. This is a minus one on your Argand diagram. This then destroys all the things the supernatural spirits have built on the earth, which of course is Zion, which of course is the whole infrastructure of the West, which of course are F-22s, the utility, gas, electricity, the living beings of Zion, which of course are the billion Western Satanists, basically any physical thing. So you can actually see supernatural spirits can move things like a poltergeist. With this technology, we can actually move reality, as in the Final Destination films, but we're not just killing people, we're killing everything in their reality. So in fact, this brings into being the dropping of Vieca, the covering of the West with Cobalt 60, the complete decimation of the utility system by torsion field weapons that shreds the gas, electricity, water supply, food supply, bringing into being race war, where all the non-whites are slaughtered like dogs, bringing into being the explosion of Yellowstone, bringing into being the Fukushima-ing of every Western power plant, bringing into being the Russians discovering how to use torsion fields to detonate every Western nuclear weapon and nuclear reactor, or suppress nuclear weapon detonation, a whole range of stuff. So basically, we're altering reality, like in the Final Destination film, not only to kill the Satanist bitches, which are all the Westerners, but to destroy the fabric of their reality, which of course is the I-space complex, which runs the supernatural spirits through the veins of Zion, which of course is the Freemason Masonic infrastructure of the West, the buildings. They jump from building to possess you. Next, we come to the total destruction of the supernatural spirit by the Silver Age orb, which of course now is on the western side of the Argand diagram and stands for I. So we've shredded their soul, we've brought into being the death of Zion, complete collapse of their reality, the death of all the Zionites, super plagues, you name it. Now we come to I, where in fact you possess the supernatural spirit you want. Remember, you have to put the anti-demon crystal against whichever orb you want to use. You've got the four orbs on the Arna Nerva service. And of course, you can now possess any supernatural spirit, shred its soul, possess it, and then use it, use the goetic spirits to attack the Rothschilds, use the tarot demons to attack the Rothschilds. You can get any demon, possess it, and then use its power against any enemy you wish, all using the anti-demon crystal, which of course has shelled the demon, and now you have the demon totally under your control as your bitch, as your attack dog that you can send to any target. And you simply then put the point of the crystal without the orb on any target, be it Merkel, any of the EU vermin, Cameron, his Jew-sow bitch or piglets. And of course the demon then jumps into them, and like in Insidious, the film, causes them to be possessed and kill themselves and destroy their country. So you can see this technology, which was developed by the Syrians when they took over Egypt using the Egyptian high priests and the pharaoh, is now the total property of the Antichrist, Tim Riefat, who now has all the energy of the butchered Satan and the Satanists, and is now waging total war, World War III, against Zion, the realm of Satan. And lastly, you've got the Gold Age Orb, which stands at the north. With this, you come to the one of the Argan diagram, which, of course, is physical reality. So with this, you can actually put the bitch, demon, supernatural spirit you want to shred it, and charge the orb up. And then you just have the Omega Heavens, Omega Heavens on Earth, build my dream service, put the orb on that, the Gold Age orb, and then the energy which has been drained off the supernatural spirit then builds your dream for you, or builds your Omega Heavens on Earth. Because remember, living in a mansion, driving a Bugatti Veyron, and of course fucking your trophy male or a trophy female, is going to get boring eventually. You want to build a mansion in cyberspace, have a Bugatti Veyron in cyberspace, and then modify your bitches to be your sex slaves in cyberspace. So remember, we're opening up whole new potentials, and now the supernatural spirits are our prey, so there's nothing to stop us. Remember that this is all based on mathematics, and of course in spinner theory we have to go around twice to complete the operation. So we then go around to the minus I again. This time you can have the Omega Hell service. You shred the soul of the bitch as before with the Iron Age orb and its targeting anti-demon crystal. You then touch the point of the anti-demon crystal to the Omega Burn My Enemies in Hell service. You can even take a digital photo and upload it to psychotronicgenerators.com. This downloads the awareness of the supernatural spirit into hell, so it wakes up in your dungeon being tortured, vivisected, raped, brutalized, eating shit, being burnt slowly like the Knights Templar, every conceivable torture, every conceivable rape, every conceivable psychological torture is inflicted upon the awareness which you've ripped out of the supernatural spirit and downloaded into hell. So you can see why I'm called the Antichrist. But instead of going after the nice proper Christian like the Orthodox Russian, or the nice atheist like the chink, I go after the Satanist bitch, because remember, evil feeds on evil, and the evil vermin have signed a contract to damn themselves eternally. And in fact, Satan was just a creation of Lucifer in order to tempt these bitches into signing the contract for eternal torture, because remember, Lucifer isn't stupid and knows that total intent will roast Lucifer eternally, unless Lucifer is the great deceiver and just is the Pied Piper that rounds up the human offal and the supernatural spirit offal that are worthless and makes them worthy by giving them a purpose, which is being tormented eternally with every conceivable torture, every conceivable rape, every conceivable insanity, then made sane and then iterated again. The basis of chaos being iterative torture. wake them up sane, drive them mad, wake them up sane, and just increase the torture exponentially, or beyond trends infinitely. So you can actually see total intent even finds a use for offal like Satanists or Wiccans or witches or Freemasons or Zionists, the scum of the earth, the Kabbalist. So next we come to minus one, again where you have the anti-demon crystal, or in fact the crystal which you can have like the Rothschild crystal, which then pumps the minus one, the destruction of their physical reality, into the Rothschild, and you download the Rothschild into hell using the Omega Hells on Earth service, burn my enemies in hell service, where you touch the point of the crystal, like the Rothschild crystal, to hell, to download them into hell. Next we go to the eye, which of course is possessing them, so like Mickey Rourke was possessed in Angel Heart, to slaughter all the people that helped the Satanist. Now we're going to possess all the Zionists to slaughter Zion, slaughter their infrastructure. So with this, you can possess any supernatural spirit. You can possess the Rothschilds. You can then download this into any supernatural spirit or Rothschild. Because remember, the Rothschilds are just walking vermin that are operating in bodies. And then, of course, you can dump this possessed spirit into any target, like Jamie Dimon, Bernanke, Obama. And, of course, the possessed entity will then kill itself and destroy its entire infrastructure. And then, of course, you have the Bernanke on top of the... burn your enemies in hell, Omega Heavens, Omega Hells on Earth service, and you can then touch the Rothschild crystal, because remember, the Rothschild crystal is the master crystal for dumping all the Zionites into hell. Just touch the Rothschild crystal to the silver orb, then to the bitch, then to the certificate for dumping them into hell, hells on earths, and the whole process is done. So you can see the Rothschild crystal attacks all the walk-ins that are in the body of Bernanke, Diamond, Netanyahu, the Israelis, because remember the Israelis are the tohu bohu. They don't have human biophysical bodies, they have these shit-colored biophysical bodies, as explained in the Kabbalah, where they say all Jews are the excrement of the earth. That's according to the Jews. And finally, we go back to the one up the top, where you have your gold orb, which then can be linked up to the Rothschild crystal. You're then taking all the good things from the Rothschilds, touch the orb to the base of the Rothschild crystal, and then of course the Rothschild crystal can be inverted over the burn your enemies in hell service, Omega Omega Hells on Earth service, and scapegoat service, all the nasty services, and then automatically all the good things from the Rothschilds, because remember the whole of Zion is just run to enrich the Rothschild Kabbal. All of the good stuff comes to the golden orb, and then the golden orb can be used to inset all the good services, like Build the Dream service, Omega Heavens on Earth service, picture of a Bugatti Veyron with your picture there if you want to own one, picture of a mansion, etc., etc. So you can see what we've done is to take over the whole of Satanism. In part one, we killed Satan. In part two, we took away the occult power of the British and took it took over the cone of power with a clockwise cone of power to give us all the powers of the Satanists, with them being the bitches, and in part three taking over all the Egyptian magic, the basis of the Freemasons and the Rothschilds' power, hunted down the supernatural spirits, and gave you the general power system to take it all over. And remember, we've got the Sphinx and the Three Pyramids, which of course follow the Iron Age orb, the copper, silver, and gold age orbs that have been taken over by this technology. And you can actually see that the little pyramid fits into the bigger pyramid, fits into the pyramid of Cheops, like a Russian doll. And they've all been taken over by the orbs. So the inception technology of the Syrians, using the pyramids and the Sphinx, has been taken over. That's why Crowley had to go to sleep in the pyramids in order to link up with that to win World War II for the Rothschilds. And of course, Lucifer penurized him, and he died a beggar, buried in Brighton, not buried, cremated. So we see that scum like Crowley, who were born rich, die poor, and the Antichrist like myself, who attacks evil, feeds off it, and tortures evil eternally, is born dirt poor and dies the richest man on the planet. So you can actually see Satanism is obsolete. The military power of the Pentagon is obsolete. Nuclear weapons and reactors will soon become a weapon of war, where you can detonate them all across America and in Europe. And of course, Cobalt 60 is the new weapon of war. Torsion field shredding of the Rothschilds allows Iran, North Korea, China to just control the West by pure extortion, blackmail. A whole new realm has come into being, all because the Nazi discoveries of the late 40s, which they used with the Ahnenerbe to change the past, so they won World War I, World War II, has been pushed forward in time by the SS, who of course have woken up in bodies in the future and have brought the Nazi 3 timeline into being, where the Jews are slaughtered like dogs and the Nazis correct their mistakes, which is thinking Aryans were the proper whites and Slavs aren't the proper whites, which is fucking stupid. Correction has been made, and now we've got Nazi 3 timeline, where with the destruction of Satan, the destruction of the occult warfare power of the British, and the total obsolescence of the Pentagon and its entire military arsenal, now America is a basket case. Russia is a hyperpower, and of course, since Tim Rifat destroyed the Soviet Union and got rid of the Jew-run Bolshevik government, we've now got a white supremacist Russia about to emerge, because after the Muslim madmen from Syria release nerve gas all over Russia and create mayhem run by their CIA handlers, we're going to see total race war in Russia and all the Muslims slaughtered like dogs simply because of the damage they cause in Russia, which will then spread across the planet. So you can actually see the fall of Syria and the release of these 30,000 Muslim dogs of war run by their CIA handlers, which causes mayhem in Russia, will lead to the Nazification of Russia, simply because they'll have to do it to survive. They can't have nerve gas being released in every Russian city by CIA-run Muslim madmen, which of course is the plan of the West. So you can actually see geopolitics, history is following the Nazi 3 timeline, and that the fall of the West has already occurred. The occult war is won. All the Satanists are now shredded bitches screaming in hell, and all the Satanist bodies are run by the new Antichrist possession entity. Basically, I've taken over all the Satanists to Angel Heart, Mickey Rourke, the West, and after the dust has settled, the West will be in total ruins. So you can actually see this new technology is bringing about the forcible change of humanity from a multicultural Jew-run Zion to a white supremacist, Chinese supremacist, race supremacist, reality where multiculturalism doesn't exist, and the control and use of torsion fields gives the ability to live a billion years, move your soul to other bodies, add to your soul, become transhuman. All this science from the 40s suppressed by the toxic Rothschild scum that, of course, knew that torsion fields were the end of the road for the Syrian parasite that jumped into man via the Egyptians thousands of years ago. And you can see the mayhem in Egypt is just the unleashing of the backlash of this technology against the Egyptians, who, of course, have to suffer for the pain they've caused humanity. Thank you.